Welcome to Savvy Offer Hub, a podcast created to help you to scale your business with digital products, step by step in a way that works for you. My name is Ieva and I'm here to bring you years of behind the scenes experience with no fluff, unfiltered thoughts on all things related to online courses and creating the business you will love. Messy action, simplicity, and living the life you desire is what we're here for. Welcome to yet another episode of the Savvy Offer Hub podcast. Today, I'm coming to you with the most exciting feeling ever. And honestly, there isn't even any particular reason. I just have that very hyped feeling about today. Everything has been working out in the most perfect way. And I just feel so uplifted. And I just recently shared on Instagram, I had a day when, you know, that excitement when you're a bit out of breath all the time, your eyes are getting teary for no reason whatsoever, and just everything feels so exciting. That's the exact feeling I'm having again today. And I'll just take it, you know, I'm just embracing this wave. There is no particular reason. There is like, you know, there isn't really, everything is just great. I'm just happy. I guess I just have to accept that. I love these kind of feelings, these kind of days. But that's not why I'm here. That's not what I'm about to talk about. So today I want to discuss the topic of how long realistically will it take for you to create an online course. And along with that, I want to invite you to, and this will be very short-lived invitation because within 2 weeks we're getting started, and I want to invite you to join me inside live Kickstart Your Course Creation experience. So let me just talk a bit more about that specifically. Now, Kickstart Your Course Creation Challenge is something that I have been doing for years. I believe I was in like the third year of actually being a course creator when I came up with it. And ever since then, every year, I'm just getting back to it. I'm improving it. I'm creating different kinds of experiences. And this time around is the first time, at least as far as I can remember, it's the first time when I'm doing this in October with the thought to prepare you to launch in 2025, so the next year. Now, the challenge originally lasts 14 days, and through these 14 days, you're getting daily actionable tips and actually video guides that will help you to turn your course idea into actual offer. Now, you might be thinking that 14 days isn't really enough to create a course, and yes, that can be true, but this will depend on many different things. And I have to say that originally, the very first time, like I think maybe the first year or two, when this challenge was happening, the intention actually was to create a product through these 14 days. And the content you're getting, I'm very focused on giving you short, actionable advice. So I think there are no videos longer than like 10 minutes. The idea is that I'm giving you all the base knowledge you need to know to take action. And then every day there's a specific action I inspire you to take to move that course idea forward. So it might seem that in 14 days, there's not much you can do. And maybe the information I'm giving there, you know, won't really cover everything. But the truth is, and this is something I have always been saying, that course creation, the actual getting the product out there part, is not the hardest part. The hardest part is that when you think about the course, but you just don't get into the action and everything is overwhelming. And the more you think about it, the more you consider it, the more there is to do and the more lost you get along the way. So the challenge was created originally to move you through this process faster, simpler, and just with more action-focused tasks so you don't dwell on what you should be doing and how to get it done. No, you're just getting into action and putting those ideas into motion. So as you might have already guessed, this challenge literally is like my passion project. From everything that I have created, This is like the most condensed version of everything you can learn from me and actually put it into action right away. That is like my intention for you. That is my wish for you, that whatever course idea you have lingering on your mind through this challenge, you will have like the biggest part of it done. So now, first of all, if you're interested and you want to join, there are, you know, like a week or two left at this point where you can enroll. I will leave the challenge link below. After the live challenge is over, part of it will also be available in the recorded version without the live support. So if you're listening to this later, you can still check it out. But for now, I'm focusing on providing that live experience because along with the guidance, along with daily guidance and how-tos and actually actionable tasks to follow, you're also getting support. This live challenge comes with live support, and this time around, you're getting 1 month of support. If usually I provide those only 14 days of support, so we're actually working through everything day by day, this time around, I'm giving you more time to work through everything while still getting support and having all the access. And talking about the access, as you enroll, you will have the access to all of the content in there for a whole year. So even if you happen to start working on it and something, you know, you don't have time, something goes off, you feel like you need more time, more creative space to make it happen, you will have the time, okay? And within the challenge, and I'm also gonna be giving you an opportunity to work with me, like get my strategic support for incredibly low prices. So if you feel like you're somebody who will need that 101 as well, then this challenge is the perfect way to get started and get that access to me as well. So again, I'm kind of like just so buzzed with everything. It's hard to make sense of everything I'm saying. There's a lot I want to share. There's a lot I want to talk about. But so if you want to join, make sure to check out the link in the description. If you have any questions, reach out to me on Instagram at Course Creation Lab. By the way, as I'm recording this, I'm also planning to kind of reshape the way I show up on Instagram. And I'm saying this out loud just to kind of make a mental note for myself to actually talk a bit more about that, maybe in another podcast episode. Anyhow, I'm still going to be on Instagram. You can always reach me there. The challenge currently is at $77, and that is one of literally just the best offers you will get. There's a lot of information. There's 10 years of what I have learned and what I have done with my client work in there. It's not just vague, you know, just basic knowledge. No, it's the perfect fit for those who want to turn their ideas into profitable courses. Now, let me back up a bit and talk about that timeline and talk about how long it's gonna take for you to create an online course. Now, I don't want to create that false idea that you can, like, that everybody at any point can create a course directly in 14 days. Yes, you can, but obviously it will depend on several different things. And I want to talk about some of the most common timelines, most common like challenges along the way that you can expect. Now, one of the biggest things and one of the main reasons why I created this challenge is as many course creators get started, they get stuck. So you're gonna, like, at first you're inspired, there are so many different ideas, you're working through everything. Then at some point there's just so much of everything that you get stuck and it's hard to move through that challenge. It's hard to move through that roadblock and actually get to the other side of continuing the process and again feeling that motivation to actually get to the finish line. So this challenge, part of the reason why it's created is to help you to work through these roadblocks fast. There is no need to linger on every decision along the way. And once you have like 80% of everything done, getting to that finish line is the easiest part. The hardest part is actually getting in that momentum when you're really creating and really working on it as much as you should. So in just 14 days and literally in whatever amount of days, if you set a weekend for yourself or a week, there's a lot you can do if you sit down with intentional effort. And through this challenge, you're gonna be receiving like daily exact things to do and how to do that will actually help you to move through it. So the thing is that as you are in this intentional action and a lot is happening, you are starting to see results. And as you're starting to see results, you get more motivated to actually get to the finish line. Now, taking a step back from that very motivated action, if you find yourself in the situation where you need more time, you need more flexibility, or maybe there are just, you know, some obstacles, maybe you have other projects you're dealing with, whatever is the case, and you're working on your course as like a side project, it will obviously take a bit more time, which is perfectly fine. So in most cases, if you are going into this with intentional action, you have a plan and you have like specific times and dates when you're working on your content and on getting it all out there, in most cases, it will take 1 to 3 months to get your course idea to the finish line. And this is again in the case when you are mixing it up with some other tasks, when you're not really doing it like every day and maybe you don't want to, you don't have time, whatever is the case, you don't have to work on your course every day, right? In such cases, the most likely timeline is maybe 1 to 3 months. So again, 1 month might be the case when you, for example, already have some branding, you already know how to design slides, you have made some recordings before. But if you do need more time for any of that and you need more of that trial and error, again, it's perfectly fine. Give yourself more time, but don't linger on it. So of course, it's easy to like say, oh, don't procrastinate, right? Don't avoid the hard tasks. But that's literally what I'm telling you. And again, this is one of the reasons to join the challenge, because we work through all these hard tasks together. And for example, if you are scared of recording, if you don't like your setup, if you don't like your voice, if you don't know how to edit anything, I'm gonna be in there showing everything to you. I'm gonna be giving you feedback. And if you, for example, will record a material and send it my way, I will tell you how to improve it, or maybe I'll just give you that additional boost you need to get the approval that this is perfectly fine. Let's move on. So yes, an online course can be created in a few weeks, even in a few days. If you're very dedicated and you have some base knowledge, it definitely can be created within 1 to 3 months. But let's also talk about some of those expanded timelines. So what do I mean by this? So sometimes your course is gonna be very in-depth. Maybe there's a lot of content you want to add. Maybe there are many different elements you want to include. Maybe you are planning for like a long-term group program, whatever is the case. And then the creation process will take longer time. If that is the case, and if your end product, end goal is a more thorough and in-depth product, what I would suggest to do is to aim for a pre-sale. So pre-selling means that you're opening the spots or starting the product before it's actually fully ready. Because it's very, very easy to get into that stagnation period where you have, like, you're kind of trying to push through, but there isn't that motivation anymore. And the bigger is the content, the bigger is the course you're creating, the more in-depth is the course, the harder it will be to get to the finish line. And I'm not saying this to like make you, you know, rethink on the decisions you have made. That's not the case. I just want you to be realistic about what to expect in this journey. Because as much as I have worked with many different course creators, usually it's all the same scenario. And the longer is your course, the more there is to do, the more important it is that you give yourself some clear timelines to work with. And as you're doing pre-sale, as you're offering the spots to the course before it's actually ready, this gives you additional motivation to actually work through that process and get to the finish line. So you can start making money for the course you're just working on. And this can also be done when part of the course is ready and people can already enroll and see it. And then maybe within another month or two, you add in more content. So if that's the case and you're working on a longer project, I would definitely consider it. But if you're ready to jump into the process, you want to feel that motivation, you want to feel excited about the offer, you want to make sure that you receive the support and feedback for everything that you're doing, make sure to join us inside the challenge. Now, if you listen to this and you have been considering joining the challenge or the membership, I also want to just quickly mention some of the key differences you can expect. So the challenge is a one-time payment and a one-time thing. And yes, you will get the support for 1 month. and you will also get year-long access to the content. However, it doesn't provide access to the community space per se. Inside the membership, what you are receiving is more expanded content covering even more details over several more categories than the challenge itself. We're also focusing a lot more on the marketing, on the sales, creating the funnels, growing the mailing list, and so on. So everything that will help you to sell, not only the creation part and launching. And inside the membership, you're getting access to all of that, plus the community space, live events, mini challenges, and anything else that comes with that. So the Kickstart Your Course Creation Challenge will be the best fit for you if you want to get in that motion, you want to do it now, and you just really just want to work through it. And your course creation membership will be a better fit if you want to take it slow, you want to take your time, and you're still just surfing through some ideas. You're not maybe particularly ready to like jump in it per se. You want to, you know, take it step by step. In that case, the membership will provide you all the time, all the resources, and you can do it all in your own pace. Now, I know this episode was all over the place. There's a lot I want to share, a lot I want to talk about when it comes to the challenge. I hope to see you inside there. Again, if you have any questions or anything else you want to discuss with me, you can always reach out to me on Instagram at Course Creation Lab. That will be it from me for this time. I hope to see you in the challenge, and I also hope to see you in the next episode.